Good morning. My name is Mike. This is the Odd Pod, and today we are talking to Damien from the Can I Say Something podcast. It's basically him and a couple of friends who are discussing movies, and they get really in-depth. They get a little bit off-topic sometimes. I really enjoy the show, and I think you will too. So sit back, grab a coffee, and let's talk with Damien.
So you can swear if you want. I'm not too I'm not too upset about it. It's not like we have okay. the CRTC or FCC or anything after us. Are you actually, where are you located?
Pittsfield, Mass.
Pittsfield?
Yeah.
Huh. They have a baseball team? Like that?
Pittsfield Suns.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really a baseball fan, but it just rang a bell. I'm like, I've heard that name somewhere before. I'm not really like a baseball fan, but all it's just, it popped up. Okay, so you're Damien.
Yes.
The podcast is called Can I Say Something or Can We Say Something? Can I Say Something?
It's Can I Say Something, yep.
Can I Say Something? And how did you come up with that name?
It was basically just an idea of, we were going to have some sort of like shooting the shit type of deal. And it's going to be, I just had the phrase, Can I Say Something? It sort of just seemed off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah, so. It makes sense. Yeah. And then what got you guys into it? Like what made you start to make the podcast?
So it was basically my idea. It was a thing of like my friend moved away. I've been friends with him since high school and he got married, moved to North Carolina about a year and a half ago. So I want to keep in touch, one of those things. And so I just started the podcast with him and this other friend of mine, Dion. And so we just started doing it. And it was basically just shooting the shit, talking about whatever, watching movies, video games, things like that. And then we slowly started to evolve with my friend's wife and her doing it. And then we slowly evolved from doing a top five. And then now we're doing a sort of an offshoot podcast called Movie Cage Match. So we're doing a lot of movie stuff. And then the other podcast is sort of the more casual, what he's been doing for the past week, things like that. So.
And how many episodes have you made?
I'm up to 95 with the sort of main podcast. And then we're doing, I'm up to 15 with the Movie Cage Match, the offshoot one. So about over 100 of each, over 100 altogether.
Wow, that's quite a few. That's quite a bit. And how long have you been doing them for?
So I've done the main one, Can I Say Something, since the beginning of 2019, in January 2019. I started then. And we've consistently done it every week since then. So yeah, about 2 years. It'll be 2 years this January.
Wow, time flies, eh?
It really does. Yeah.
And do you think the COVID thing has kind of strengthened the podcast? Have you seen like a rise in numbers? Or do you think it's changed at all? Or
I'm not sure with the numbers, but definitely the numbers have gone up. With the COVID stuff, we're doing a lot more remote stuff. So it's a little bit different there with the dynamic, not being in the same room, the energy is a little bit different. But yeah, the numbers actually been going up a little bit. I use Anchor to put it out to distribute it. It goes on all the podcast apps there. They do all that work. So yeah, I've definitely seen an uptick in the numbers since the COVID started.
Oh, that's cool. That's good to know. And now what are you listening to for podcasts? Just your curiosity.
Yeah. So I was actually thinking about that. My top three right now are things like they have Binge Mode, which is part of the Ringer podcast network. They do... they've done Harry Potter and Game of Thrones in the past, and I think right now they are doing the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're going through each movie, going a very deep dive, very, very well researched podcast. And so listening to Binge Mode right now currently. And also Team Deacons is a podcast where Roger Deacons, cinematographer, and his wife James talk about their movies that they've done in the past, and they have other guests sit down and talk about key grips, other cinematographers, other directors, writers, actors of other movies. They'll sit them down, talk about their career, talk about how they interpret movies, how they think about writing movies, directing them. I love stuff like that. I love stuff where somebody's at the top of the craft, top of their game. They've been doing it a long time. I love the minutiae and going into the details of how to make a movie, how to write it, the post supervising stuff like that. So I love it. I love all that stuff, getting deep into the somebody's craft that they love and they're good at. So that's the Team Deacons podcast. So and then the third one would be Waypoint Radio. Waypoint Radio is a podcast about video games journalist. I believe it's Patrick Klepek, Austin Walker, Rob Zachney. They talk about video games, and they talk about them in this really deep, through a lens of, like, you know, social, political, cultural issues. And I really like it. They are they all have masters in literary criticism, so they talk really well about the video game culture and the games themselves and the developers and all that stuff in a really eloquent way. So I really enjoyed that one as well.
Now, going back to the Team Deacons, then, do you listen to Movie Crush as well?
I have not heard of Movie Crush. No, I listened to Film Spotting. Film Spotting is one of my favorites. Empire Magazine has a film podcast I listen to. And I believe there's a BBC One, Kermode and Mayo, I believe, is one of them. So,
yeah, Movie Crushers is one of the bigger ones. It's hosted by iHeartRadio, mm-hmm. and it's the guy from Something You Missed, or Stuff You Missed in, or Stuff You Should Know, or something. Yeah, Stuff You Should Know. So it's Chuck Bryant and his buddy Noel something. But what they do is the same thing. They kind of go out and they'll find like a gaffer or a sound guy or a set designer, and they'll talk to them about movies.
Yeah.
And the whole little part. And I enjoy that part too.
Yeah.
It's like there's another woman that's part of that whole network as well too, called Holly Frey. Mm-hmm. And she's like a real big into the historical costumes.
Yes.
So when they get her on there, she's just constantly talking about the outfits and the costumes and stuff. And I find that fascinating too. I could spend the devil is in the details.
Yes.
And I really like the details.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, I can certainly agree with you there. I just don't know, as much as I want to listen to them all, like I was listening to yours this morning as I was walking the dog.
Yep.
And it was, you know, it's interesting. It's entertaining. It's listening to the one about the Invisible Man, for example. So you were talking to your buddy at that point. Is that the guy that moved?
No. So the guy that moved sort of dropped out of it, unfortunately. But I feel like, you know, it might have been for the best that I think there's this sort of disconnect when I was discussing what a podcast was and how I wanted it to feel, and reviewing things and talking about the things that I like. I also started the podcast for this reason, which is at a certain point, I got tired of having discussions with people that involved movies and TV shows that were very surface level, very, I like this because it was good, or I didn't like it because it's bad. I want to get more deeper into movies and TV shows about why you like them, the actors, which actors you like, which actors you don't, why you like the way they acted, why you like the cinematographer, why you like this director. I like to have more meaty, more interesting discussions. So,
oh, for sure, for sure. Are you in school right now? Like, are you doing your master's as well?
Nope, not in school right now. I took an IT course a while back, but no, I'm not currently in school for any film related studies or anything like that. This has really just been a self-taught sort of thing, self-taught literature criticism, things like that. I really has been self-taught. I've listened. The only experience I have as far as criticism goes is listening to other people and how they talk about things that they like to talk about. And I've sort of absorbed through osmosis their terminology and their language of how to, you know, engage with things on a critical level. So I have no actual formal training in any of that.
Yeah. That's, I get sucked into the YouTube reviews of movies.
Yes.
The podcasts are fun too, but then when I start going into the YouTube reviews and they'll show something that's like, for example, a character is just trying to shrug off their responsibilities for the day, for example. And the last scene of them might be like throwing the garbage into the dumpster. And that's just supposed to symbolize that they've got rid of their day's worries and they're going to go smoke a joint and go home.
Right.
It's interesting to see it, like how they portray that. So that mentally, when you're watching this film or TV show or whatever it might be, you associate the action on the set or on the camera more than if someone said 1,000 words. So just someone doing something as simple as that is disposing of the trash. All of a sudden it's like, oh, weight is lifted off their back and they're ready to move on. So yeah, I enjoy that kind of stuff too. But so what made you and your friends just say, well, let's start recording these? Like,
yeah, it was just, it was something that I really wanted to do. I haven't really ever done anything as far as creative wise. I haven't really, you know, I don't write reviews. I've never written a review for a TV show or a movie or a play or anything. This is the first like creative endeavor I've really gone down the path I've ever gone down. Recording it was just something I wanted to do. Putting them out was just a fun hobby. And it seems to be taking off a little bit. I'm starting to get the podcast out there. But yeah, just recording it and something. It was something really to do just to stay close to my friends. They're, you know, they're in their 30s. They have families and kids now and responsibilities. And I don't. But so it was really on me to do the recording, pick the topics, write the topics out, sort of write an outline. And so I record them. I write an outline. I edit them and I post them. So I'm pretty much the podcast guy in the group right now. So,
okay. And now you're recording with Discord. Is that what you guys are using?
So we're using Discord to communicate. I'm recording my audio locally. They're recording their audio locally and they send me their local audio so it can sound as good as possible. And then I take their local audio and I sync it up to mine. And then I edit it in Audacity. And so that's how I do all that.
Oh, that's a good idea. So you're using multiple tracks, exactly. Syncing them up and then slicing and dicing. Yeah, because I noticed that in the last one I was listening to when you're talking with the Invisible Man, I guess one of you cut out and then there's a large gap of silence.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, is he editing this or is he doing it live? That's what I was curious about because I know I would have sliced that up and diced it up too, but I guess it depends on how the tracks are all set up. So
yeah. Yep.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I should have taken that out. But I have so the equipment is basically, like you can see, I have an RE20 for myself. It's just into a Focusrite Scarlett. So I plug that into the computer. Then I record using VoiceFeeder Banana. I really like that software. It's a free software. It records, that's the thing that records multiple tracks. So I can have myself on one track. If I have Spotify or a song playing in the background, I can have that on a separate track. If I have anything on a browser, I can have that in a separate track. So I have everything on a separate track. So if anything needs to be boosted up, like I'll have the intro music playing on a separate track. So then I can boost that audio up if I need to and bring it in, fade it in into my intro. So I do all that in Audacity later on.
Okay. And so you said it's called VoiceFeeder Banana?
VoiceMeeter Banana.
VoiceMeeter Banana. That makes more sense.
Yes. Really, it's really useful software. It lets you record on all separate tracks. So you can raise your gain as much as you want through your own. You can raise everyone else's gain. You can raise all the different tracks separately. So it's really... Yep.
Sorry, what kind of microphone is that again?
It's an RE20, EV RE20. So I record myself into that. I really like it. You can see the room behind me is sort of... It's sort of a bigger room. I don't have much padding on the walls. Mm-hmm. So the microphone seems to not really pick up that much echo. I think I kind of lucked out there with the microphone.
Oh, that's good. Is that a USB mic or is it an analog mic?
So this is actually a, the USB for the Scarlett. Scarlett is a USB. The microphone itself is XLR. So
okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So an XLR mic into the mixing board. The mixing board then is USB into the computer.
Exactly. Yep.
And just I'm just throwing this out as a guess. Are you using a Dell XPS laptop?
PC, desktop PC.
Okay. Because the way I saw the camera on there, I thought, is that the Dell XPS 13? Because they mounted the camera down in the frame down near the escape key.
Yeah, an old desk and I just sort of have an old desk mounted up and it pulls up. So I just have the camera. I have a webcam right there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Going back to your IT work, are you a Linux guy?
Nope. Never really used Linux. I just did the Windows stuff. I learned on Windows. So I'm stick with that. So,
okay. Cause I used to be a system administrator for years and years. I was kind of raised on like Novell and then Unix and Linux and Windows NT. Like we're talking pre 2000.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I feel your pain, man. I was right in the weeds and then I'm like, screw this. I'd rather just sell the stuff. It's easier for me to sell the product than it is to try and figure out why some port is blocked or have to deal with the whole the networking part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all I had, man. Those are the only questions I really had. So we covered the hardware, covered the software. You still edit everything in Audacity?
I do. And I'm sort of struggling with it a little bit. I don't know if you could tell on my friend's side. I don't know what their the gain is. I somehow need to get a cleaner gain feel from it. It's fine on my side. On their side, I gave them we were using a Rodecaster Pro. It's a mixer board. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's not enough pre-gain on it. And so when I edit it, when they give me the raw audio, their raw audio is very low and it's very muddy. So when I edit it, I have to bring up the audio. I have to amplify the audio and I have to strip out some of the low end. And I feel like that gives me, you know, it's louder and it's clearer, but it also has this like, I don't know, phone quality. You know what I mean? I like a walkie talkie sort of quality. And I'm not sure how to actually.
Like a hollow sound?
Hollow sound. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm not really sure how to get around that. I'm not sure if you have any tips.
What are they using for mics?
So I got them Shure SMB57s, I want to say. They were like $100, I want to say. So they're not cheap, but they're not the most expensive Shure mics you can get. So I'm not really sure if the mics are the issue or not, or maybe it's the board. I'm not really sure.
Well, once again, it could be their settings. If they're in a room that has hard surfaces, and maybe it's echoing, like a slight echo.
Yeah.
So I would tell them to go into the closet, you know, where they're surrounded by clothes, and see if that makes a difference. Just for one episode, even to say, listen, just go and try this room.
Yeah.
Don't record in the kitchen. Don't record in the living room.
Yeah.
So you can't tell from me, but I'm down in the basement, and this is a cloth curtain, for example.
Right.
My bookcase over there, that's cloth.
Yep.
So it's all kind of cloth that just kind of absorbs all the sound.
Absorbs it, yeah.
Then I use this pop filter, which is garbage.
Nice. No. It sounds pretty good. So what podcast are you listening to?
I listen to 100 every day, basically. You know, I walk my dog a lot. My dog is like, just stop doing this. But I listen to a lot of the big ones. Like I like Smartless with Jason Bateman, and Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes. I just find that funny as hell. They do like celebrity interviews.
Yeah.
And I like Dax Shepard because Dax Shepard does these really smart interviews.
Yeah.
And then I listen to a lot of Kara Swisher, who she's like a New York Times opinion writer.
Right.
But she also has a podcast called Pivot with Scott. I forget his name, but he's like a money guy, a finance guy.
Right.
So they'll talk a lot about just investing and where the markets are going. And, you know, I don't really listen to a lot of entertainment. If it's a movie podcast, I'll listen to Movie Crushers. I really enjoy that one. I like these other guys called Spy Hard. They're smaller podcasts that kind of focus strictly on spy and action movies. And the one guy's got this other Arnold Schwarzenegger only movies. I can't remember the name of the term. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, they're funny as hell too. And they're really like, when you talk about going in deep, like when you say, who did you say did it? Binge Mode or Wave Point Radio? One of the two. One of them went really deep.
The Binge Mode. Yep.
Yeah. And so does, so do these guys. So they're called Spy Hard, and they will get right in there. Like when you're talking to a movie and they're mentioning like a bit actor, for example, they'll go into IMDb and pull out all his roles. And it's like almost watching like a Wikipedia in audio format. They sit with all the links expanded.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that. And then it's going into your editing though.
Yes.
I've talked to, like I said, with 10 people now and none of them have used the same software twice.
Really? Interesting.
So if you're using Audacity, the other guy's using Traction, and the other guy's using something else I never heard of before. Yeah. I'm going to try and compile them all by Christmas or after Christmas and list them all. Like just, all the software, the links or something. I use GarageBand because I run a Mac.
Gotcha.
That's fairly easy. But sometimes I'll just run it through Final Cut Pro, which is a movie, like a video editing software first.
Right.
And then I'll take the audio portion of that after I've sliced and diced it. Then I'll put that in the GarageBand and saves me the time.
Gotcha. What is the, what's a good audio file size? Because I've seen just everywhere. I see from 25 megs to 200 megs. Is there a reason why somebody's file size might be bigger, and does it affect the quality at all, you think?
There is. Just give me 1 second here. And so if I go in here, and when you go to export it, you're going to have the option of AAC, MP3, AIF, or WAV.
WAV, right.
And then when you're going to export it from there, there's 64-bit, 128-bit, 192-bit, or 256-bits. So I try and keep it about 192 as an MP3 file. And those files for 30 minutes, it's about a meg and a half per minute. So 30 minutes might be 45 meg.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's how I found it anyway. But if you're doing multiple tracks, that's what's taking up your space. So when you use Audacity. I have one track with two audio components, you and me.
Right.
If you're using four tracks or three tracks of audio, each one of those could be 20 megs. So you could be talking 60 plus your intro music, outro music, or bumpers. You'd be talking like 100 megs.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, I didn't realize the extra tracks adds the data in there.
Yeah, I don't know how. That's funny because it's the same amount of time, whether it's like just for shits and giggles. When you edit the next one, export it with only one track, and then two tracks, and three tracks, and four tracks, and see if you notice the difference in size.
Yes, I will definitely do that. That's interesting. Yeah, just other podcasts to listen to. They have No Dogs in Space is a great one that goes deep into punk music. They're doing a punk series right now. Hunting Warhead was an incredible one where they're hunting this guy in the dark web who's just making all this awful stuff, and they tracked him down. It was a Canadian Broadcasting Corporation podcast. Hey Riddle Riddle is a great improv podcast. And then Dead Eyes is this really crazy one where this guy named Connor Radcliffe, he's got an improv comedian, and he was hired to do a role in Band of Brothers back in 2000, and Tom Hanks fired him, and Tom Hanks thought he said he had dead eyes. So he's trying to figure out why Tom Hanks would say this about him. So he spent about 12 episodes trying to figure that out. So it's very interesting.
So what was the CBC one about? Is that a short story? Or is that like an actual investigation?
It was an actual investigation. It took place from 2017 to 2018. And it was an actual investigation about a guy on the dark web, just creating, you know, all the awful stuff you can think of that you create in the dark web. And he got busted in 2018. And it was this guy that tracked him down and followed his story. And just a great investigative series of just, you know, the worst of humanity, basically.
I think NPR does that too. And then in Canada, we have two other big names called, there's Vice, which I think actually might be American as well. Mm. And then someone called Canada Land. Mm-hmm. And Canada Land, it's kind of like these independent reporters who go out and do like these investigative reports as well too, and they'll publish like a 6 or 10 part miniseries.
Yes,
you know, each one's about 30 minutes, yep. And some of them are fascinating. There's this one who a guy used to be a music editor, and then what he'd do is he'd get all his interns to be cocaine mules, like drug mules for him.
Yeah,
you know, and he's only working there at the magazine just because all the interns all want to be around rich and famous people. So they're like, all right, well, you can take so-and-so some cocaine.
Yeah.
And it was a really interesting story, really enjoyable. They do these things all the time. So I would look that up if you're into that kind of thing. It's called Canada Land. They're a big company here in Canada, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like it's called, you know, United States Land or something.
Yeah.
But
we're
pretty happy with it. But yeah, dude, that's all I had to ask. I appreciate your time. Awesome. Where can everyone find you? You said you're under Bicycle or,
So I will be, posting all the episodes on Anchor. They put it out on everything, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, all the podcast apps that everyone has these days. So it'll be out every week. It's called Can I Say Something? Also, the Movie Cage Match is another one we do. It's the same feed. So it's all on the same feed. I'm on Bicycle at Bicycle, BISICKLE, on Twitter. It's the same for the address, gmail.com, bicycle@gmail.com. So that's where you can write into the show. And I'm actually watching one movie a day, and I will be posting all the movies I watch, on my Twitter feed at the end of the year. So look for that.
That sounds interesting. Now, did you say you're going to do like an Oscar prediction if there are Oscars?
Yeah, we will do an Oscar prediction show at the end of the year. Me and my cohorts are watching all the Oscar nominated movies. I would highly recommend watching The Nest. It's a great, great one with Jude Law. I just watched Sound of Metal with, I forget what his name is, but it's a really fantastic movie on Amazon. We'll be discussing all the Oscar contenders at the end of the year. So,
That sounds familiar. And one more cool question here. If the podcast is called Can I Say Something, why is all the social media is related to Bicycle?
Yeah, so I'll be definitely changing up that at the beginning of next year. So I will be making a Can I Say Something themed. All the social medias will be moved over to the Can I Say Something Twitter accounts and all those.
Yeah, I was just curious because I thought, Bicycle, like, do you ride a bicycle?
I do, yep.
Dude, I'm a bike lover.
Yes.
And is that your doorbell or mine?
It must be yours. I don't have a doorbell.
Yeah, that's mine. Apparently my doorbell is just telling me someone's at the door.
Okay. I'll let you get that.
All right. Well, listen, I really enjoyed this, Damien. It was fun talking to you. I hope we can do it again. I'll probably get this up just around after Christmas. Sure. Just right. Well, in that area, because like I said, I have like 10 kind of in the can I have to work on, and I'm only doing one or two a week. So,
sure.
But the video might be up sooner. And then what I do is I take the complete unedited track of you and I talking here.
Yes.
I post that on Patreon for Patreon members. So here's the unedited portion.
Nice.
And then the video I chop up and I put on YouTube. And then the MP3 obviously goes up on Anchor as well. So,
yes. Cool.
Yeah. So I don't think I said anything there that's going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
No, that's good. What is, and the name of the podcast is what?
Mine's called the Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Okay. Great.
Yeah. Like audio, AUD.
Yep.
Isn't it up in the top left corner or it top right corner of the screen?
Odd Pod. Yep. Just saw
that. I got to change that logo. I don't know why that's the old one still up there.
Yep.
Anyway, dude, but we'll talk again.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
And there you have it. That was Damian Sherman of Can I Say Something? And once again, this is a slightly edited version. If you'd like to see the complete unedited or listen to the complete unedited podcast, go check out my Patreon page. And until next week, enjoy what you listen to.